This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with John Goebbels, the Chief Operating Officer, Vice President, and Transport Expert for MedJet Assist, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers. With an initial career as a critical care nurse, John brings over 23 years of pre-hospital and hospital service and management experience to his current role. He is responsible for complete oversight of all MedJet Assist transport and repatriation operations. Mr. Goebbels, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. So explain in layman's terms what exactly MedJet Assist is and how it differs from basic travel insurance.
Sure. Well, you gave a great overview, and really we'll kind of consider ourselves as the premier global air medical transport membership program. But really what that means is the fact that we kind of make distance disappear for our members. Basically, as a MedJet member, if you travel more than 150 miles away from home and you're sick or injured and hospitalized, MedJet Assist will make the arrangements to get you transferred back to your hospital of choice. That is really the main difference between a MedJet membership and travel insurance. Travel insurance is great from the fact that if you have lost luggage or trip cancellation and things like that, some of them have a very limited medical evacuation or repatriation benefit, so to speak, that will only take you from where you're hospitalized if it's not an acceptable place to the closest, most appropriate medical facility. And that's the major difference. MedJet brings you all the way home.
I like the way you put that. Now, without a membership program like MedJet Assist, on average, how much do travelers face in transfer costs to get from wherever they fall sick or injured to their home?
Well, that's kind of a frightening statistic, and really I break it down both domestically and internationally. If you're traveling domestically, transfers can be anywhere between $10,000 and $50,000 if you have to go air medically. And for our travelers that are traveling internationally, getting back to the United States, depending on where they're at in the world, can reach well over $150,000.
As 2013 kicks off and consumers start booking travel plans, whether it's skiing in Aspen with friends, a Caribbean cruise with family, or a business trip to Europe, how can MedJet Assist provide peace of mind and benefit of all types of travelers?
Sure. Peace of mind really is the key. You know, one thing that we have, or that you would have as a MedJet member, is the fact that you really have no traveling restrictions. A lot of other programs, such as some travel insurance and even some membership programs, have a lot of adventure travel and different types of exclusions. We don't have that here. So whether you're taking just a European vacation with family, relaxing, or a business vacation, or you're in the rainforest doing bungee jumping or things of that nature, you want to make sure that you have a membership that's going to cover you and bring you back to the hospital of your choice. The last thing you want to do is, after you're ill or injured, is really find out that the program that you have has an exclusion for the type of activity that you've done. So that's really what we bring. No matter what you're doing, you have the peace of mind knowing that in your back pocket you have that card that is going to help you get from the hospital you're in all the way back to your home hospital.
We are speaking with John Goebbels, the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President and Transport Expert for MedJet Assist, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers, and he has joined us once again on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. John, if you would, what are some examples of compelling transport stories that MedJet Assist has successfully handled in the last year? And just name some of the examples of injury or illness types, if you would.
Sure. Well, in 2012, it was really a busy year for us. We saw really about 67% of our transfers were due to medical reasons, with a remaining 33% due to traumatic reasons. And we just talked about kind of the adventure travel, not having those type of exclusions, and we allow our members to go and do those activities. But unfortunately, sometimes those end in things that we don't like to see. We have done transfers from the bottom of South America into Asia, up into Russia, Australia, Australia, New Zealand, for everything literally under the sun. I've seen a lot of things in my time, but we continue to see a lot of people traveling that end up having cardiac issues. We've had some motorcycle accidents in some very remote regions of Canada this year, as well as down into South America. We've seen some individuals that really were removed off of cruise ships and then placed in hospitals on the continent of Africa that were very challenging repatriations to get back. So we've seen just a lot of different both traumatic injuries and medical injuries. And a lot of times we know that we're vulnerable and we have certain types of, past medical histories, which we do not exclude for our members under the age of 75 at that point under our regular membership program. But it's the traumatic things that happen. Being struck by a car in New York City, we had one of our members that had that. Who would have thought that just in New York City enjoying the sights made a wrong step and had a very, very traumatic accident being injured with a car that way. But those are really some of the things that we saw in 2012, and they just continue to kind of repeat themselves because we really don't know where our members are at and what they're doing until they call us for assistance.
Is there any one region in particular where MedJet Assist finds the bulk of its transports concentrated, or is it really spread out all over the world?
Well, I mean, things are really kind of spread out, but it's kind of seasonable. With the travel, kind of cruise travel into the Caribbean, we see a lot of that. But we did see a lot of Europe this year, as well as some Asia transports, which we haven't seen the volumes in the past. But really, as we said, we don't know where our members are. We don't know when they travel, how often they travel. And that's a nice benefit of the program is you don't have to worry about us. Once you have MedJet in your pocket at that point, you can go plan, enjoy your vacations. But when the instance happens when you need us, you know that you're only a phone call away.
Explain a little bit about the new MedJet Assist Ski Enthusiast membership. What are the details and how can skiers benefit from this offer since we are entering into the heaviest part of the ski season?
Well, we understand that it is ski season, and inevitably we see a lot of the traumatic fractures and injuries that we see with our skiing population. And we really wanted to put something together that was, not so much specific, but really was there for the skiers with just kind of a dedicated individual ski enthusiast membership. Regularly, individual memberships are $260, and right now through February 28th, they can get those at $220 for an individual, $335 for a family, and it really covers everything that we do, our flagship program, which is repatriation from the hospital you're in back to the hospital of your choice. And we had actually a Birmingham native, Dr. Pamela McLean. She was actually in Aspen a couple years ago and had a very, very bad fall while skiing, had some multiple fractures, 12 actually to be exact, and we transported her back from Aspen here to Birmingham, Alabama, and really the cost of that transport, as we were discussing before, that would have cost her about $20,000, and we were actually able to do that under her membership cost. All she paid was her membership. So the ski membership, wow, while it's really kind of our same flagship program, it's just basically put out there to just show the skiing population that we want to be there for them and help them through this time because we know we're going to see those injuries, and that's just offered through February 28th at a discounted rate.
Well, tell us where our listeners can get more information about MedJet Assist or to be potentially in contact with you online.
Sure. Well, it's as easy as that, basically, at medjet.com. It's MEDJET.com is the easiest way to get a hold of us.
I like it. And finally, what one extra bit of information could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip and conclusion?
Well, really what I'd like to leave the members with at this time of year is really kind of the three P's, and that's being protected, being prepared, and really being proactive. You know, when you think about being proactive, we do a lot of planning for our trips, from where we're going to go, where we're going to eat, what sites we're going to see at that point. But a nice tip for being proactive is really check out some of the sites on the internet while you're looking at those destinations, such as the CDC's website, which is cdc.gov, or the World Health Organization, so you kind of know what you might be at risk for when you're traveling in certain areas if you travel internationally. If you want to be prepared, a lot of us have certain medications that we take. We want to make sure that we're prepared enough to take those medications, plus an extra week of meds just in the event that we're delayed. We have several calls each year from members that really find themselves in a place where they're going to be delayed and they run out of important medications. And last is really being protected. And the thing that we say for that is always make sure you don't forget to add the protection of your MedJet Assist membership to your travels.
It's been good to catch up with you again. He is John Goebbels, the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President and Transport Expert for MedJet Assist, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers. And once again, the website of reference is medjet.com. Mr. John Goebbels, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
You bet. Likewise, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health Care Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.